Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I'm drinking crudo vodka with a squirt of lemon juice. Cheers. This is what I'm down to, people. My diet, man, I can't have fucking anything. You know what I really wanted to put in this? I just found out a few minutes ago, right before I came out to do the podcast, I really wanted some tonic water in there. I was like, oh my God, back of the fridge, tonic water has been sitting there for like, I don't know, 6 months. So I pull it out, I open the lid, it's still fizzy, it's got the carbonation in there, it's been locked in for months. This is like aged tonic water at this point. I look at the back, thank God, 35 grams of sugar, added fucking sugar, little disappointing. It's not even sweet. Why does tonic water have sugar? Is that some way you have to make it? Is that what makes it tonic water? Like a gin and tonic. Yeah, I could understand with gin. You know, I fucking hate gin. Other than the Hendrix I had. That's as far as I've gone with experimenting with gin. I had one good experience with gin. A few good experiences with gin, actually. I drank it for a few episodes there. Gin and tonic, does that tonic water balance out that bitterness of the gin? Is that what it's there for? You have to make it some way? I don't know, Chris. Why don't you look it up? Let's see. Let's look it up. Why does tonic water have sugar? It's so funny using this phone, man. I'm using it. I'm using the voice to text now. I ask Google something at least once a day. It says the reason that tonic water is relatively high in calories compared to calorie-free sparkling water or club soda. See, I always get those two confused. Club soda and tonic water. Club soda is basically just carbonated water. Sparkling water is carbonated water with maybe some flavoring. Anyways, reading on. It contains a sweetener in some form. Some brands contain high fructose corn syrup, while other brands include cane sugar or simply sugar in the ingredients. That does not explain why. Why? I asked, why does tonic water have sugar? That doesn't make any fucking sense. What was the thing I did the other day, dude? I was just blown away. I'm just bringing this stuff to people's attention. You know, the more shit I cut out of my diet. So I will forever and ever love pesto. The very first time I ever tried pesto was at Spiral Diner, Oak Cliff, Texas. It's an all-vegan, plant-based diner, if you will. And tried the pesto on the pasta and meatballs, fake meatballs, and they actually put sunflower seed kernels on the pasta sauce with the pesto on top, dude. Ever since then, it changed my life, man. Every time I eat pasta, if I ever get to eat pasta again, I'm always putting sunflower seed kernels on there because I enjoyed it so much. So anyways, I'm at the store the other day, you know, I'm buying some veggies, buying a lot less fruit these days. I gotta tell you, man, just financially, just buying the veggies, I always thought it was more expensive to eat healthy. But my bill is like cut in half now. Because I'm coming home with like a shit ton of vegetables. It's like 20 bucks is my total. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, this is going to feed me for a good week. Unless you go to Kroger, dude. Fuck Kroger. Let me go on a little rant before I finish my story about the pesto. Fuck Kroger. Because one bag of rice cauliflower is almost $3. That's ridiculous. That is outrageous. And it's a small bag. Kroger doesn't want you to eat healthy. They want you to keep eating the shit. Keep buying the cookies. Keep buying the cake. Hey, you want a cake even though it's not your fucking birthday? Here you go. You know? Just all the fucking... I'm not saying it's not good. You can make anything good. You throw butter and fucking sugar in there, it's gonna be delicious. You know, am I jaded now? Is that what's happening with this podcast? It's like I'm just like turning my back on 34 years of eating like shit. Well, I should, you know? I don't want to die of heart disease. I don't want my asshole to fall out when I'm 55. I don't. That's obviously, you can tell how deep I've read into medical books. I've never heard of anyone's asshole falling out before, but in my mind, that's the medical world. anyways, so yeah, side note, fuck Kroger, man. They make it really, really hard to eat healthy there. That's just ridiculous, man. I can buy a head of cauliflower and do the ricing part. Is that why it's so expensive? Because we chopped it up into little pieces? Ugh, it's fucking terrible, man. Let's take another drink. That's not bad, though. That vodka and lemon, that lemon just balances out. And I just bought the lemon juice, you know, the squirtable. I didn't hand squeeze a lemon or anything, but... So back to the pesto. I'm looking at the ingredients. I've spent, you know, a good 30 minutes just making my shit. You know, I grind up this zucchini. I got this special, like... thing to where it like makes noodles out of the zucchini. You know, I've cut up my mushrooms. I've opened my black olives. I love black olives. And what else did I put in there? I chopped up a little bit of tomatoes too. I made my own pasta sauce with canned tomatoes. You know, you just got to season it. Less sugar that way, by the way, if you're keeping score at home. So I make this whole fucking thing, I put it all in a bowl, and I'm like, fuck yeah, there it is, I'm ready. And I pour pesto on top and decide to look at the ingredients after the fact. Luckily, milk. There was milk in the pesto. How does that fucking make any sense? Isn't it pine nuts and like oil and like a few other flavors? I'm assuming oregano, some Italian flavoring. How the fuck, why the fuck do you need milk in that shit? So all my friends, man, I'm literally just telling everybody, I can't shut up about it, how much sugar this has, how much dairy this has, and you wouldn't even know it. I went to the store before and tried to buy guacamole, had fucking milk in it. That's not how you make guacamole. In a Hispanic house, they will take you out back and shoot you if you put milk in the guacamole, because that's not how you make it. Just unbelievable, man. I recommend... people just start reading their labels on food. You'll honestly be shocked. I was shocked by the tonic water. You know? Did not expect it to have sugar. When you take a swig of it, it doesn't taste sweet. Which I didn't, by the way. I was like so pissed off that I almost poured this in my drink. I do need sparkling water or something. That would make this a little bit more bearable. Vodka's not my favorite. Vodka's probably like the... Okay, so let's equate it to sports. My number one is baseball. My number two is hockey. My number three is football. My number four is basketball. Those are just of the four major sports. So, gin, you're equal with basketball. Vodka is probably equal with football. Not saying I don't like you. Not saying I haven't had a good time with you. I'm just saying you're not my favorite. Let's see. Who would hockey be? Hockey is probably whiskey. And baseball is definitely tequila. I've had some amazing times with tequila. Me and tequila, you know. Anyways, what the hell have you guys been doing? How the hell's your week going? How the hell was your weekend? That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it. I'm really glad to hear it. Dude, I've been watching a lot of movies. I've been neglectful. I said last week how much I've been playing Words with friends. I've had about six people nudge me in the past week, which is kind of annoying. It's like when you used to be able to poke on Facebook, don't fucking poke me. And then you poke them back, and then they poke you back, and then you're just like, what are we fucking 12 years old? Yeah, so I haven't been keeping up with the Words with Friends, but you can still add me. I'm Drink It Till You podcast on Words with Friends. My new thing that's been taking all my time, aside from all the other shit I have going on in my life, my busy-ass schedule is basically what I'm trying to say. Not my family, obviously. They're not the shit part. It's the running around I do. I've been playing Rocket League on Xbox. So if you want to add me, my username is DUY Podcast, Drink Until You Podcast, but it's just DUY How do I say this? It sounds like I'm saying D-U-I. T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. D-U-Y podcast. Jesus Christ. I didn't think this name through when I got it. D-U-I. I think I was thinking about this for a while. I was thinking about calling the listeners before I came up with, what do I call you guys? Fucking drunkies. I was thinking about calling you DUI something, and I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. This podcast is the opposite. I don't want my listeners. By the way, if you're listening to this right now and you've been drinking, just pull the fuck over. Listen to the rest of the episode. Just stop drinking and driving. It's not worth it. That's the common theme on this podcast, honestly, is don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft, which you should all do. You know, I do this in my car as a comical point. You know, I'm the guy drinking in a car, but I'm not going to drive it. And also because it sounds like a studio. This is the perfect place. I remember, man, when I was doing like vocals a lot more, I was writing my own, you know, guitar riffs. I would put drums to it. I would go sit out in my car in the middle of fucking nowhere and do my vocals because I hadn't practiced. This was practice for me. You know, if I were to ever do vocals in front of somebody, you know, I'd definitely have to have some practice. So this is just me trying out with these songs. I got headphones in my ears. It's actually a nice, tight sound in here. I don't like an echoey sound. You know, I don't like a lot of reverb on my voice. You know, I don't want it to sound like a million miles away. Anyways, we're getting too technical here. Are we? You're recording this on a phone. You know that, right? Yeah, I know. Okay, fair enough. Fine. Anyways, dude, so I have a complaint. If you can believe it. No, not you, Chris. Complaining? You never complain. Dude, I've had, and you guys have probably had this too, and it's driving me up a fucking wall. And I really doubled down. I'll let you guys know what I did here in a little bit. But basically, this fucking, my car's extended warranty people keep calling. Sometimes it's an automated person. Sometimes it's a fucking a real life person that I can barely understand. Sometimes I can understand them great. Sometimes like it sounds like they're fucking crumbling foil into the phone. You know, I'm like, where is this call coming from? So they're like, is this Chris? And I'm like, yes. I'm like already dreading this. Why did I even answer? Why am I even telling him it's me? Tell him wrong number. Okay, off to a bad start. We wanted to call you. Do you own a da 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 da? And I'm like, yes. We wanted to talk to you about your extended warranty. And I'm just like, I'm not interested. I've told like six other people, just take me off the list. Every time they tell me they're going to take me off the fucking list, they never do. Of course, they never do. What's that story about that guy who actually sued the companies like this that kept calling him? And now every time they fucking call him, they have to pay him. Something like, I don't know the exact story. It was something along those lines. I need to get on that guy's level. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking brilliant. How do I do that? You got lawyers for, like, car wrecks. You know, you got lawyers for family court. You got criminal lawyers. Is there any fucking, what do you call it? Telemarketing lawyers? Is that what you would call them? I would totally hire one, man. Just to get these fucking assholes off my back. So let me tell you before I continue with my story how I doubled down on the phone calls I'm receiving. I was just kind of browsing the other day, looking over, you know, some insurance plans, looking to see if I could change it up a little bit, maybe save a little bit of money. And I punched my information into a website. Bad fucking idea. Dude, I am getting at least 15 calls a day. Oh, we see you filled out this application. Would you like it? And I'm like, I already got insurance. I was just looking. I've told, dude, numerous people for the past 4 days. I'm honestly surprised my phone isn't ringing right now. I'm honestly surprised with how many fucking, these fucking vultures. I know it's your job. If I have anyone listening that's in the sales, telemarketing industry, I'm not shitting on all of you. Some of you are actually really nice. really respectful. You're not going to try to keep pushing it. I can't stand a pushy fucking salesman, man. I was in sales before, man, and I was never that way. You know, I would, you know, put up a little bit of a fight, and I would talk about it, but if you say no, you say fucking no. I'm not going to keep twisting your arm. And I wasn't a bad salesman, you know? You don't have to be a dick. Anyways, so yeah, been getting a million calls for that, for the insurance thing that I filled out. They're just like fucking vultures, man. Just after me. They all know my name now. They all know my fucking phone number because of one thing I filled out. It just sent out like a fucking... Oh, man. These two birds right up front of my car are fighting. This is fucking hilarious. Should I put this on WorldStar? Should I record this? Anyways, so these people keep calling about my car's extended warranty. And I've done everything from be really polite to this guy. He was a New York guy, fucking New York accent. Oh, okay, buddy. You can't do it, huh? You know? Being all smartass with me. I answered one day while I was at work. He was like, hey, I want to talk to you about your car's extended warranty. And I'm just like, no, I'm not interested. I've told other people, just take me off the list. I'm not interested. And so me and this guy get into it because he starts being an asshole. Oh, you must be a real hard worker answering your phone while you're at work. And I was like, who the fuck are you? You know, I was like, you're sitting behind a desk, dude. Like, you're a glorified receptionist at this point. Why don't you put on a little fucking dress for us and swish around? It was just, dude, he was giving me so much shit that I answered my phone. I was like, you are really bad at this job. And he was like, well, at least I didn't answer the phone while I was at work. And I'm like, you live on the phone. What are you talking about? This is what you do for a living, is call people and fucking annoy them. You know, he said some smart ass shit back. I was like, good luck, man. Good luck paying the rent in your mom's basement this month, you fucking loser. And I hung up on him. Oh, and he called me back, dude. Not that day, but for every day for the next 2 weeks, he fucking called me back, and I knew it was him, and I didn't give him the satisfaction. I was like, nope, I'm not answering that shit. I'm not fucking do it. I'm doing it. So I have a new game plan. Like I said, I've tried everything. I've tried being nice. I've tried not answering. I've tried blocking numbers. They always find a new number to call from. How many combinations of 9 numbers can you make? A million, a billion different numbers. That's actually a good question. It listened to what I just said there. How many combinations of numbers can you get with 9 numbers? Was that a stupid way to ask it? Okay, there are 512 2 to the 9th power different permutations, don't know that word, for any two numbers to be used in a 9-digit number. So 512. 512 different, that doesn't seem high enough. 45 times 512 equals 23,040 minus 10. Well, I shouldn't even ask this. This is above my mathing skills. Anyways, so here's my game plan. And you can steal this if you want to. I really don't care. I hope it helps you. So basically, when they call back and they say, is this Chris? And I answer inevitably because I apparently like talking on the phone while I'm at work. When I answer inevitably, they're going to say, is this Chris? And I'm going to say, yes, it is. You know? And they're going to say, do you still have blah, 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 blah car? I'm going to be like, no, I don't. Oh, well, what kind of car do you currently drive? I'm going to hit them with a 1986 Pinto. 1986 Pinto. Try to fucking sell me a warranty on a 1986 Pinto. An extended warranty. If they can sell me that, I'll fucking listen to what you gotta say. You know? Because before when they've asked me, well, what kind of... Because I've tried, I've said, no, I don't own that car anymore. You guys keep calling me. Oh, I'll take you off the list. Click. No, they never do. They call you back. And you're like, do you have that car anymore? No, I don't. I told the last lady, please take me off the list. Okay, we will. Bye. Click. You know? So this time, I'm going to answer. I'm going to keep answering until I filter through this shit. I'm just going to keep chipping away until they have nothing else to say. This is what I'm doing with my time, by the way. This is how I'm living my life. To get these telemarketers off my fucking back. So that's my plan. We'll see what the next, I guess I'll update you guys next week. I don't fucking know. We'll see how it goes, because you know they're going to call tomorrow. I know the number when it's coming. It's not the exact same number. They changed some digits in there, but it's like a 800 or it's like a 808 or 888. I don't fucking know. I don't remember. But as soon as I see it, I already know. Cheers, everybody. So that's my plan. Just so you guys know, and I'm going to keep chipping away. I'm going to keep trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to try to get enough answers to them to where they have no other options but to leave me alone. So then every time, it's like, you know, a secret. It's like a combination. You know, it's like the fucking 1-2 punch. Muhammad Ali. You know? I know the exact combination to answer my phone and get rid of these fucks every time. So they hopefully stop calling me back. Because what I've done so far hasn't worked. I bitched the guy out. You know, I've been really polite to whoever's been calling. I bitched another person out. I've been really polite again. Asked them nicely, please take me off the list. Dude, I'm about to get to the point to where I have my fiance answer my phone. If they call me while she's around, and I will have them tell them that I died. I've actually done that for someone before. One of my ex-girlfriends. And I guess creditors kept calling her. And so I answered the phone one time. She's like, I'm done dealing with this. Can't, you know, let's. And I was like, oh, let me answer. Spur of the moment, standing in line at Walmart. Spur of the moment. I answer the phone. I'm like, hello. So-and-so there? No, actually, she's not. She was my girlfriend, and she actually just passed away a few days ago, and I don't know what to do. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I was just like, yeah, it's been rough, you know. Her mom's torn up about it, you know, her siblings are, we just don't know what to do. And the guy was, you know, kind of paused there with me for a minute, feeling my pain. And he was just like, do you happen to know if anybody else could make the payment for her? And I was like, my girlfriend just died. And you're asking me, and it's like, oh my God, sir, I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. I had to ask, and I'm so sorry. I won't bother you again. And he hung up the phone, and I hung up the phone, and I busted out laughing, dude. It was one of the, and they didn't fucking call her back for years. They thought she passed away. It was fucking great. That's my next step if this shit doesn't work. Telling them I have a 1986 Pinto. Oh my God. If they come back and they actually have a warranty, which, you know, it's all a scam anyway. That's why they keep calling. Hoping that one time they'll just beat me down. Or I'll be, you know, I'll break my leg and have Vicodin into my system. I'll be like, you know what? I do need that. I do need that warranty. I'm pretty, let me stumble around, let me get my, where's my credit card? Jesus Christ. I don't know, man, hopefully that works. Speaking of the 1-2 punch, Muhammad Ali, I said at the start of the podcast, man, I've been watching a lot of movies. I finally saw Ali. It's, what year did that fucking movie come out? 2001. That movie came out, and I'm just now seeing it 19 years later. And dude, it was fucking amazing. It was. I'm an Ali fan, 100%. Greatest boxer ever. I love Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, you're a close second. And who knows what would happen if those two were in their prime and they faced off. I think Ali would still take it. And here's my theory. You might disagree with me. Ali would take it only because Sonny Liston, heavy puncher. George Foreman, heavy puncher. Who else? Smoking Joe Frazier, heavy puncher. But nobody moves like Mike. Nobody moves like Mike. That's the difference. Nobody fucking moves like Mike. That dude is so fucking fast for his size and his strength. Dude, I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and make my pick. If I had to put my money on one of them, Ali would figure him out. Ali would psych him out, talking all that shit to him. And see, they were opposite, too, in that way. That would be interesting to see. Would be who was going to get in whose head. And I'm pretty sure Ali would get in Tyson's head. Because Tyson would be mean mugging him, like, I'm going to fucking eat you alive. I'm going to fucking, what did he say? I'll eat your fucking babies. Like, Jesus, dude, you know we're boxing, right? Good God, you're bringing babies into this. You know, he had that fucking mean mug, that intimidation, like, I'm going to fucking kill you if you get in this ring with me. He just had that look about him, you know? Hard ass from New York. But Ali, man, just the mouth. Just the mouth, dude. It would irritate Tyson to no end. I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm putting my money on Ali. I'm taking a drink on that because I'm sticking to my point. But back to the movie, man. That movie, the accuracy in that George Foreman fight, it's one of the last. If you haven't seen the movie, fuck off. I'm not saying spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, fuck off. Go see it. I'm going to spoil it for you right now. Why did I even warn you? I don't want to warn you. You've had plenty of time to see it, just like I have. So the last scene is where he's fighting Foreman. Ollie's fighting Foreman. And let me just say, whoever did the casting, fucking brilliant, dude. I swear to God, I was watching Ali Foreman fight. I swear to God, I was watching Liston. Liston was probably the one that was the most off. Smokin' Joe Frazier, I swear to God, I was watching Smokin' Joe in the ring with Ali as it happened. Whoever did the casting, oh my God. Who was that? Can I find out? You probably don't want one, but I'll send you a fucking koozie. That was so impressive, man. Cheers. Good God. Super accurate, man. But the most impressive thing, and I've watched this 1,000 times growing up. You know, I didn't get to see it live, which is unfortunate. You know, didn't that suck? Wouldn't you just like to be a fly on the wall for certain events in history? Not to necessarily be there, but just to be a fly on the wall and then zip back to your own time? I think that would be great. You know? Because there's historical events that I'd like to see that I don't necessarily want to be a part of, you know? I'd like to see what the Civil War looked like and how those people acted, but I don't want to fucking participate, you know? I know which side I would choose, but I don't want to participate. Which side would you choose? No. Anyways, sorry, I'm a pussy, you know? I'm not going to say, I'm not trying to stir you guys up. Howard Cosell, dude, it was fucking great. Howie Cosell, we got the Ali fight. I can't do his impression, but fucking great, dude. The whole fucking movie, all 12 hours of it, it seemed like, was fucking phenomenal, man. I can't say enough about it. All the characters just, you know, fucking Will Smith did an amazing job. Even with his voice, he fucking sounded like him, dude. There were some times, you know, it was a little off, but there were other times you're like, oh my God, that's him. That's Ali talking. Oh, dude, what a great movie. Great fucking movie. Great casting. The George Foreman sideburns, man. They were fucking spot on. But the most amazing thing, I've watched the Foreman-Ali fight probably the most out of all of his fights because it was amazing. He invented something new. I'm going to let you punch yourself out. And I'm going to start tagging you. Dude, everything was... And I don't know. Please send me a side-by-side video. DrinkItTillYouPodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter @DrinkItTillYou. Something. Please send me a side-by-side video of the Ali fight versus the Ali movie. Because I swear to God, man, it was pretty fucking close. All the way down to the way Foreman fell was so fucking spot on. And I've watched that fight so many times that I knew as soon as Ali comes out of that corner and he turns and he tags him once, tags him a couple of more times, once that starts, like, Foreman puts his gloves up to try to, like, push him away and he's already falling forward. They did all of that with such precision. It was orgasmic. non-sexual orgasmic. It was fucking great, man. I don't even know how many hours it would take you to study a film like that to get it that fucking, as an actor, as the guy playing George Foreman, not even the lead role. He studied that fall and that whole thing so intensely that he did it damn near like, I mean, like I said, I was watching Ali Foreman. That's what it was, dude. It was fucking incredible. Good God, man. I have to watch it again. I wish it wasn't 3 hours long, but, you know, I'm that's an all-time favorite movie. Just the accuracy, just the characters. You know, and I didn't know Ali and Howard Cosell were that close. I always thought they were, you know, kind of at odds with each other because they always talk shit to each other, which is cool. You know, that's what guys do. But I always thought they didn't like each other, but the movie made it out to be like they were actually buddies, you know. They were having a good time with each other, and but it just shows you what I know, you know. I haven't grown up in that time. So let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. You guys want to do some drink recommendations? Let's see real quick. I don't know what to do tonight, man. I really don't know what to do. Okay, I got it. Let's look up low-carb cocktails. Let's see what this brings up. Ocean Breeze cocktail. All right, let's give this a shot real quick. This is low-carb-ology. Lowcarb-ology.com. This is the Ocean Breeze. Ah, shit. All right, sorry about that. Hopefully it didn't blow your ears out. Back to it. Ocean Breeze Cocktail, lowcarb-ology.com. Here's what's in it. 3 ounces vodka, 1 ounce sugar-free coconut syrup, half an ounce sugar-free blue raspberry syrup, half a lime, fleur de sel for garnish. I don't know what that is. Lime slices for garnish, ice, 4 ounces sugar-free lemon-lime soda. Sounds like a lot of aspartame. Maybe this isn't the best thing to do. Anyways, you can figure out your way around it. Here's how the hell you make it. Rub 1 egg white around the top of the glass and roll in sea salt crystals to cover the rim. Why egg? Oh, that's strange. Number 2, run about two cups of ice through the blender to make it like a snow cone. Scoop the ice into the glass and set aside. Fill shaker with ice. Add vodka, coconut syrup, blue raspberry syrup, and the juice from half the lime. Shake until very cold and pour into prepared glass. Top with sugar-free lemon-lime soda and garnish with a lime wheel. That is the Ocean Breeze Cocktail, lowcarb-ology.com. Let's go with Zero Carb Moscow Mule. There's a million different ways. This is what I love about mixing drinks. There's a million different ways to do it. There's a million different diets to follow. I would definitely steer away from aspartame, though. Don't be using fucking sweet and low and all that shit if you can avoid it. This is... what does it say about Zero Carb Alcohol? Zero Carb Alcohol. The alcohol options are the clean spirits... as follows: gin, ugh, rum, yes. Oh, I didn't even put rum in my top four earlier. All right, gin's bumped out. So here's the clean low carb liquors: gin, rum, tequila, vodka, brandy, whiskey has an asterisk by it. Here's mixers. I don't need all this shit right now. I just need how to make this. Oh my God. Okay, here we are. 2 tablespoons vodka. Tablespoons? I've never heard them do tablespoons before. 2 tablespoons vodka, 1 teaspoon lime juice, 6 ounces diet ginger ale, ice, lime slice, and mint leaves to garnish. Combine vodka, lime, and ginger ale all together in a copper mug. Top up with ice and decorate with lime and mint. That was... more simple than I thought. I thought you're gonna have to do a lot more with that. You know, go pick a ginger root. Go grind the ginger root down to a powder. Boil said ginger root in a pot. You know, I thought it was gonna be some shit like that. Here we go. So just so you know, the low carb, the keto friendly, liquors are going to be, it's pretty much just going to be liquor, you know, no beer, no wine, which is fine by me, you know, whatever. So what, by the way, tech question real quick, what the fuck are cookies? I see this every time. Is that their way to follow me? Is that their way to, like, track where I am? You know, just the website. We want to know where you looked at this at. We want to know what state and what city you're in. We want to know what kind of car you're sitting in. Could we get your social security number? How about a piss sample? I'll give you a shit sample. Give me that cup. Anyways, sorry. Way off track. Low carb cranberry and vodka. This is farmwifedrinks.com. I don't think I sourced that last one, but oh well. We've already moved on. Ingredients, 1 can diet sparkling cranberry juice, 2 shots lime vodka, 1 lime, fresh cranberries and limes for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. In 2 cocktail glasses filled with ice, pour a shot of vodka in each. Squeeze the juice from 1/2 lime in each glass. Top the vodka and lime off with the cranberry juice. Garnish with fresh cranberries and lime slices. There you have it. That's the low-carb cranberry and vodka. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe. Just stay where the hell you're at. Invite your friends over and take their keys. I know that'll start some fights, but it's better than them dying and you never seeing them again, right? Cheers. That was depressing. All right, guys. That's going to do it for me for the night. I'm going to have to pause here real quick. I actually do have a lot of drink left. I haven't been drinking as much as I wanted to. Give me 1 sec. All right, guys. Hit me up on Xbox Live. Xbox Live. And the username is D-U the letter Y, and then podcast. D-U-Y podcast. Let's play some Rocket League together. Let's play some Red Dead if you have time. And we'll have a good time. You can also hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, at DrinkUntilYou on Twitter. Follow along. Have fun. It's a lot of sports retweets. It's a lot of bullshit tweets. But it's still a lot of fun. Hit me up on Words with Friends, DrinkUntilYou podcast. Show me how dumb I am. And you can brag to all your friends, hey, I beat this guy that does a podcast on Words with Friends. And you'll be the cool guy. You'll be the new King Dingling on the block. Anyways, guys. Drink it to the last drop. Cheers. And I'll talk to you next fucking week. Bye.